What's up, everybody? It's Real Life Sci-Fi.
Yay! Hey, we're back.
I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
I'm Erin. Sorry, we're laughing because Josh is training interns.
Our producer
so he
just
yelled at
started
us.
Screaming at
okay,
us.
Okay, we're going live. It was... It's great.
Oh, my camera's down.
Wade's camera's down.
So,
well,
just cut to the doll. Oh, the dolls.
Yeah. It's Willie.
Patreon.com/reallifesci-fi. Get 2 bonus episodes a week. We do Twitch on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And go to our Discord. Join our Discord. I don't know how, but do that. And anything else?
We also are on Twitter.
You know, all social medias.
You know, if you Twitchies don't know... We,
you Garys don't know.
Oh, sorry. Fuck. If Gary doesn't know, we call our Twitch chatters Gary because we all have a because
we all have an Uncle Gary. Gary.
If you've only seen us on Twitch, normally we're on shrobhomevideo.com.
But they're taking a day off
at this time, right now on Sundays. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. There was a natural disaster or something.
I don't know. I just needed a day.
Did Kevin you see that 10 people got shot last night?
Yeah. Here? Monterey Park. Mm. They were having a New Year's celebration. Yeah, kind of. It was kind of shocking. And I mean, geez, it's so close. I mean, you know, we went out last night. And so, like, it's kind of scary to read about that today. I feel bad for anybody who had to experience any of that. And then also the people that...
So do you guys usually open with a super bummer? So that was a source?
Not always. I don't. No, why?
I don't know why we either. Did. And I don't know. Willie made it so sincere. That was very nice. Let's welcome aboard the SS RLSF. It's our good friend, comedian.
No.
Author.
Yeah, writer. That's what
writer.
I'll keep it close.
You ever direct?
I tried to. I got the offer because I reached the Peter principle of my incompetence. Mm-hmm. As a writer, because I was good at that.
What is that term, Peter Principle?
It's from the 50s, a book called The Peter Principle.
Oh.
It's where you reach your, it's a business book about in corporations when you reach your level of incompetence. And then because you're really good,
mm-hmm.
you get promoted and you're totally incompetent.
Got it.
That's what I do. That's how I've made so far in life.
So right? That was me with the directing, because I was horrible at directing. And so then they promoted me again, and I became a producer, but even worse than that. On that,
there's so many producers that are terrible.
I'm one of them.
That's why there's a whole team.
Yeah, it's a big club. I have a club with other shitty producers.
Well, I didn't even say your name. It's Martin Olson. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much.
You've been here so many times.
Encyclopedia of Hell.
Yeah,
parts 1, 2,
book.
And 3.
Yeah.
Go buy them.
Yeah, thanks.
Do you have a promo code?
Yes, I have promo code. I just keep it for myself and my aunt.
Just you and your aunt, every year, you buy another copy.
She's bought 100 of them, though, so I'm not doing
sales. Sucker.
Wink.
My God.
Yeah, man, thanks for being here. What did you direct?
Thank you very much, Wade. The Gumby's 50th anniversary.
Oh. A stop motion thing?
No, it was an actual thing where, who's the guy that created Gumby? What's his name? Sir Gumby was
Ivan
in a wheelchair.
Gumby.
He was like in his 80s, and he was at the party. It was pretty good, actually. Kevin Meaney was in it. My daughter was in it.
Kevin Meaney? So this is like...
50th anniversary. This is 20 years ago. When I reached my peak of incompetence.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Well, congrats on Gumby's 50th anniversary.
Thank you so much. It's so thoughtful of you for my horrible tanked job.
We're proud of you.
Thank you, dear.
We're real proud.
Yeah, well, speaking of incompetence, we do something here on the show called the sob scale.
Sob scale.
pronounce the Slav scale?
Is this the theme for the Slav scale?
Are you a believer?
Yes.
I love that theme.
Everyone hates it.
Everyone hates the baby.
Not Martin. See, everyone, Martin likes it, so we're keeping it.
Yeah, so fuck you.
One Martin is worth 50 of you,
Gary's.
Oh,
my God.
It's a 5-question quiz. Mm-hmm. At the end, you will be graded between 0 and 5. If you're more of a 5, you're more of a believer. If you're more of a 0, you're more of a skeptic.
So this is the quiz you've had from the beginning.
Yeah, not from like the beginning.
3 years in?
The pre-Aaron days, I remember this quiz.
We changed it a little bit.
Oh.
Do you remember
because
your
now
you
it's
remember,
an errand day.
Your grading?
I was right in the middle.
Okay.
Are you not a believer in anything.
Yeah, right.
Are you ready to be weighed on the Slav scale?
I am. I'm ready now.
First question, 3-parter. Do you believe in aliens? If so, have they visited Earth? If so, have they visited Earth in the last 300 years?
This is the exact same first question.
Yeah.
No, it's so different.
But so we're going to get the same
You're going to get the same fucking answer. Okay, here's the answer. The truthful answer is I don't believe in that. It doesn't matter if you believe or something. It's that there's evidence and what does it matter? If I could believe anything.
Do aliens exist?
I've never seen one. And I've never had an encounter, but many people have, truthful people who aren't insane, have had those things, so it's possible.
Have you ever met Gene from Utah?
Yes, I know Gene.
Oh, what about Linda?
Linda and Gene are two of my favorites.
Damn it.
Especially Linda.
What are your thoughts on ghosts?
I've never seen a ghost, but I know two people who were not insane who have seen them. So it's possible.
You're a New York guy, right? Is that right?
Boston.
Oh, I'm sorry. Jesus Christ. I'm surprised you didn't come over here.
I'm not a sports guy, so I don't have those feelings.
Oh, okay. So you're racist, though.
The business
totally racist from birth.
Feud between Boston and New York is very big as well.
The what feud? Oh, I'm such an idiot. I didn't even hear the first part of the sentence. That'd be great if some guy, you never hear the first part of a sentence. He only hears the second half. Goes through life like that.
That's where you get anytime that happens to me, I kind of like jump on too quickly, like I knew what they're saying. Oh yeah,
I do that too.
And I'm thinking about it, going like, fuck did they say? And sometimes you get called out on it. Which one is it?
This is a
what did you say?
Profound thing, man. Because how do we even communicate when we're listening to stuff? We're thinking of other things, aren't we? How do we even fucking know what each other's saying? The power of God.
I'm kidding. I believe in programmers, so. The power of the program.
So ghosts, I don't know. What do you...
He said maybe.
I said it's possible because some people that I know personally, they haven't seen aliens, but they've heard UFOs. Oh, wait a minute. No, one person, that's not true. Have seen something, a UFO.
It's really seen a bunch of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Holy shit. What was it? What did you see?
A Mylar balloon.
A few times it was a Mylar balloon for reals.
But, I think now because of the milieu of the release of the information, Wade has to pretend not to be a believer. But he's doing very good at it.
That's true. Bigfoot?
Goldthwait, one of my closest friends, he went in search of him. Mm-hmm. And he made a movie about his search, actually, a mockumentary.
Creek, is that what it is?
Yeah, it's great.
And he found definitive proof.
He talked to many people that saw it or smelled it. So he's up in the air about it.
Mm. What about you?
I have no, I don't, possible. Because,
it's a maybe.
But only because of what Goldthwait told me about talking with people who saw or smelled it.
What did it smell like?
Oh, and heard it. I'm sorry, I forgot. Saw, smell, hear.
It like clacks rocks or something.
It clacks the most, it makes the most beautiful clacking sounds.
Yeah. Kanye sampled it, actually.
are you guys going to have Kanye as a guest? He's available now.
Yeah, no, we should get him.
His name's Yee, guys.
Oh yeah, it's Yee.
Yeah.
Kanye. I watched this documentary about him before all the crazy shit, and the guy who made it calls him Kanye the whole time, and it's so annoying because no one calls him that.
Kanye.
Thank you, sir.
Kanye. We've got stuff happening over here.
He must be acting like he has a special relationship.
Thank you, my friend.
No, he was, because he knew him when, you know, before.
Sorry about all that noise, everyone.
Is the quiz still ongoing?
It's still yeah. happening. Psychics?
Excuse me. What?
Psychics?
Plead the fifth, because my wife is a tarot reader and an astrologer.
Oh.
So that's a no.
Maybe.
That's a no. Anytime you plead the fifth, it means you don't want to answer. You don't want to insult your wife, so it's a no.
You can interpret it any way you want. You're a free man. You can think any thoughts you want.
Speaking of free men, is life a simulation?
Do we exist in a simulation?
Well, it's like a God question, isn't it? Because then who's the programmer, and then who created the programmer? So it's kind of a God question, just disguised in modern words, terms.
Praise be the program.
Crazy. You like the program, though, right?
Oh, I love the program. Yeah, they make gambling.
Are you a gambler?
Yes.
My wife is, too. She plays the slots, and she excuse me, has one day for just scoping it out, and she scopes out the slot machines close to the entrance.
Yeah. Mm.
Those are the best ones. Or you by guys, the bathroom.
You guys know this?
Yeah.
ATM, bathroom, I'm a slaughter. Entrance. Those
Get
are the best
out.
Ones.
Wow, so there's something to what she's
Each
saying.
Title. I don't want to go into it. I'm sorry.
Why does she scope it? She spends a day scoping it?
I'm just using literary license to make it sound more interesting than really the horrible, boring addiction that it is.
Because the True. Machines that do pay off, they will pay off too much. Meaning... this is what I say earlier. Like each title, when you're in Vegas, has to pay out a certain percentage, and so those titles you can position and you can program.
There's a legal limit.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
You legally have to pay out a certain amount, but you can kind of play with that and say, oh, these ones paid out. So people walk in and they see people winning, they go play all the other ones.
She interprets it quite differently. She says people enter and they hear the winning people. Ding, 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 and so then they gamble.
Mm-hmm.
If it was just silent, there's no excitement.
Yeah.
So
does she ever like give the slot machine a tarot reading? And
what it's what you just said is nonsensical. But she always fucking wins. She comes back with like $4,000.
Nice.
I think the least she won was. Negative 200.
Wow, it's better.
But
than
otherwise, she comes back with at least $500. Mm. But one time, $4,000. So she's got something, and it was based on her scoping it out.
I hope one day I get a hand payout. That's my dream.
What's that?
When you win over, what is it, over $1,000 or something?
Yeah, they have to come and give.
They
it
have to
you.
Come and give you like a payout. Like it's too big for them just to give you the little ticket.
Get out.
ATM, so. One day, that's my dream.
Let's go there next time I'm on the show, and let's do that. Let's have a gambling trip to Vegas.
We could do a show in
Just
the
go to
room
Pechanga.
After yeah. we, before and after. We'll do half the show before we go out gambling, and the second half.
We're all bummed out coming back.
But first, we got to buy the Elvis jet, and then we fly out.
$300,000 isn't that much.
Earlier, yeah. You guys weren't privy to this, listeners and watchers. We were Martin was explaining how we're going to get rich and quick. By investing in Elvis's private jet, which is for sale.
I don't think we should be... He's got a business plan, and now you're just...
Well, he was talking about it. I was
you're
just
a friend.
Letting
you're
him
a good
know.
Friend.
We're calling dibs, though, is what this is.
Yeah, we're calling dibs.
Okay, yeah, we got dibs.
You guys can't have it. It's
the
ours.
Idea, the punchline was that all of the pilots are Elvis impersonators, as are the attendants, and it's free booze. And
you, everyone gets a peanut butter and banana sandwich.
Yeah, yeah.
Great. So you're like, I don't know. What is he?
Is that the last question?
I feel like he's right in the middle. Because, okay, so this is the thing. When Martin, like, one time Martin was here and I gave him the wow scale because you weren't here.
You were here.
And he was a believer, but whenever you gave him the wow scale, he was a skeptic.
That's because you're a beautiful woman. So naturally, I just want
to
please you.
He can't say no to me.
I can't say no to you.
All right, so he's a three?
Yeah, you're a three. You're right in the middle. Anything's possible while nothing at the same time.
I think that's the way I think anyways, so...
Yeah.
I mean, except for absurd things that we all agree on. But things like that that are mysteries, I mean, if there's some evidence from credible people, how can you close the door on it unless you're a fucking idiot?
None taken.
Yeah, but you have to do a false character to
don't,
be the skeptic.
Don't, you're blowing it. You didn't mean that.
No, but personality-wise,
I really don't like stuff.
You probably have the highest IQ of anyone in this room.
Oh, don't tell him that.
Because of your native skepticism.
That can't be true. We did I'll talk about this after we do the... I was going to talk about our scores on the wisdom scale.
Oh, yeah. Just wait.
Wow.
Also, did you know that I've transcended...
Are you a cult leader?
No, I mean, what's a cult, you know?
It's just cult a bunch of United people, States.
Just a bunch of people getting along.
To destroy everyone else.
Hey, Willie.
Yeah.
Hit us with that topic.
Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi, wisdom. Wise men say only fools rush in to defining wisdom. Who has enough experience? I know. Hold on. What a.
That was good. It's
I
all
know,
downhill.
I'm sorry.
From now.
Play it again.
I still can't read it.
Start it off because the beginning's so good. Just get the theme again. There we go.
Does it come
Which
from-
knowledge is the right one? A wise religious person might say a wise scientist is not wise at all and vice versa. Mm. Who's right? Can anyone actually be wise? Does wisdom actually exist? Or is this just a perception thing that we've defined? Tonight on Real Life Cypher, we're going to talk about wisdom.
Do you write these like while you're driving here?
It's always look at this one. I ran out of space.
Why?
I feel like we do.
There's a whole notebook.
We have interns. We should just have them type it up.
But I have to put it in the same spot every time. But I've already started my notes, and then I wanted to add to it.
Oh my god!
This is how they all are.
Your brain. Dude.
I can't write the intro until I've done something.
The procedure by which he writes this isn't relevant. It's the content, which is very good. I thought that was excellent content.
Yeah.
Wisdom, does it come from your heart or your teeth?
Some people can do quadratic equations like super fast just because they're good at it. Mm. It doesn't matter if they have a sloppy handwriting.
It does when you're supposed to recite it on a live show.
Oh, yeah.
You got a point.
All right, wisdom. We're talking about it. And I'm scared because I don't know what the point of this is.
Why are you scared?
Well, you know, a lot of times we
it should be relevant to the show.
When there's no sci-fi element, I wonder.
I have a place to start that might help.
Ooh, start us off,
Let's
Martin.
Let's do it.
I mean, with the idea of alien intelligence, right? It's a lot like dolphin intelligence or octopus intelligence or the raven's intelligence is extraordinarily high.
Yeah.
So that's alien intelligence. And alien is a word that's relevant to this show.
But that's not wisdom.
Intelligence is related to wisdom directly.
No.
Yeah, it's almost like how much you know and then how quickly you can access that information to pertain to what you're doing.
Right.
Wisdom.
I am the wisest.
Yeah, on Thursday night, we did our real life research, which is on this Twitch channel at 7 p.m. every week. We researched this topic together. We took an online wisdom quiz that Willie found, which turns out I am the least wise.
Get out.
And then it goes, Willie. And then it is a big jump in score to Wade for some reason.
I'm like, I'm like 86% wise.
This is skeptic.
I'm right? like 42%.
But I mean, it wasn't really that great of a...
It told me to read a book.
Don't diminish my accomplishment.
No, I'm not diminishing accomplishment, but like what, which wisdom test online is going to be right? Well, the first one that opened up
for one
was very religious.
Oh, that's bad.
So it wasn't, this isn't the one we took, but it's just like, yeah, I mean, that's the whole thing with wisdom. It's like taking your knowledge, and there's so many different intricate definitions of what wisdom is to whoever defined it, but usually it's taking that knowledge you have and applying it to, in a lot of situations, the betterment of humanity, not just yourself.
Ah, so that gives me an idea on how to start this. What we just said, excuse me for being so congested tonight.
What's going on?
We all are, it's fine.
I just have a cold.
What?
So, I have a cold.
I hugged you, man.
I have a very infectious cold.
Oh,
only
great.
To skeptics.
Cool. His cold is as infectious as his smile.
Cold
That's
used
what
to
my,
be okay.
My grandma said on her deathbed. So the idea of the
was
one
she
way
dying because you gave her a cold?
She was dead within minutes. And I was rich suddenly. So here's the idea, good or bad. We all know what fucking wisdom is. It's kindness. It's where you're helping people, like part of the thing. So let's table that, and then we'll go back to it around at the end, because we already know what wisdom is. It's fucking kindness. So I had an idea about... My wife was, I said, can you help me with this? What's this thing with wisdom? Because Willie had a good idea. Is wisdom possible? And how does that relate to, like Wade said, the real sci-fi theme? She said, well, I don't even know what wisdom is. So she looked it up in Socrates, in the Apology. The idea of wisdom was Socrates was supposed to be the smartest dude.
And this was written by Plato. I mean,
Plato's Apology about Socrates, and Socrates always played like a dummy.
Yeah.
In all of his dialogues. He says, well, tell me, what do you think? You know, he knows, and he's the smartest guy. So they went to the Oracle of Delphi, and the Oracle, which is just some broad behind a curtain, who's faking it.
She's like sucking in all of the methane from the earth or whatever, right? All those caves, they're built on like methane, right? It's like natural gas coming out of the ground. And like, yeah. Yeah, it makes them all
You just
up.
Busted the whole thing. That's, yeah. That's beautiful. So all these meth, in effect, she's a meth head.
Yeah.
So she said that Socrates, you're the wisest. And what she says is it. Because like I said, she's behind a curtain. And Socrates says, fuck this, fuck off. I'm the least wise guy. And yet he is. And so the argument in the Apology is called the wisdom as modesty argument. And right now, I mean, in classic TV and old TV, it reminded me of the old series of the great seeker of the truth, Columbo, who plays an idiot.
Uh-huh.
And he's always the smartest guy in the world.
But wait a minute.
One more thing. But one more thing.
Likewise with that movie.
If he was at the movie theater when that happened, how could he have been with me?
I don't know.
Similarly, with the movie Being There.
Oh, love that movie.
It's just profound.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. He's kind of like, he's like simple, right? But
he actually was an idiot.
Yeah.
Columbo's the smartest guy. But people interpreted his fucking homilies on gardening as wisdom. Mm-hmm. So that's just another wrinkle.
Didn't he become like some person?
President?
Parliament or something?
He raised up, yeah, he was considered the wisest guy. And so he made they wanted to put him up in politics. Love in the movie version.
Yeah. Is it based off a book?
It's the book. It's a fucking marvelous book.
Oh.
It's a short book too, but it's really pithy and very good satire. Excuse me.
So
Okay.
No.
I was going to say, I tried to read a book in preparation for this. I couldn't think of a good book about wisdom. Yeah. So I started listening to Walden, Henry David Thoreau. I mean, it's like a really good book, but it's so heady. And I feel like listening to it is so different than reading it. Because I remembered reading it, I took in a lot more than I did listening to it, which I think is interesting. But I don't know. It's kind of hard to read about wisdom because I feel like everyone that writes about wisdom is not necessarily like a leader of wisdom, like someone to rely on.
It's an aspiration then, right?
Yeah, I don't know, because I just feel like,
excuse me,
you can't really measure wisdom. Like, people are trying to figure out in science how to measure wisdom.
Well, that quiz, so. That quiz you guys took did, and it's, the results were obvious.
And like all of the methods that people use right now to quantify wisdom.
All the meth heads?
Yes, all the meth heads require you to take like a test where they ask you questions that are like kind of like scenes. Like, what would you do in the situation? Like, one of your friends calls you and tells you that their parent has died. How would you, and that they now want to kill themselves. Like, how would you handle that situation?
Ooh, that's a pretty good question.
And so then now you have to go through with this specific person, like how you would think about it and what you would do. And not even based on the content of like what you would do for your friend. It's what you say first. Like, is it something personal? Is it something for them? And like, it, you
I'd
have
say,
to
what
have,
are you, an idiot? Everybody's have, like, parents a, died. You're not special. You can't kill yourself because your parents
and then
died.
Bam, right on, like, you'd hear it right in the background.
You're killing a future child's parent.
Wow.
Yeah, there you go.
So how can that? Yeah.
What but if like, it's me but, calling you? I'm not going to have kids.
Well, that test sounds good to me. Am I wrong?
But you need like a specific trained person to then take all of your answers and then like work through what your score would be. So it's like.
Trained person. I thought you said your premise was that the test was bogus because the person that wrote it was an idiot.
Not that they're an idiot.
I mean,
but
they're
like,
abnormal.
Are they like a leader in like,
well,
determining what
would
wisdom
you say
is?
Gandhi is a wisdom leader?
Except for the drinking urine part, he was extremely
and like
wise.
In younger girls.
Yeah, he was also like a monster,
like,
right?
Some, like, it's kinda like
everyone's a monster.
Like, I know, but drinking urine and dating young girls is not that bad.
Why would he drink his urine? I didn't know that.
It's clean. It's
every
so
day.
Clean.
Why?
Cleans out the urine modules.
Fucking moron, Gandhi. That's not true. That's not true, you dumb fuck.
Yeah. He was on a hunger strike because he just wanted to drink his piss.
Well, that's the thing that always bothers me about this topic is who is defined as wise.
Trump.
Differs
Trump
based
the,
on
Trump is the wisest,
on your belief
most
set.
Modest guy.
You know what I mean? There are a lot of people that think Trump is wise.
No, he's not.
It's true though.
Mm-hmm. Well, as more information comes out, it becomes more evident.
But even so, like,
I've been naive.
Because of your belief set, it like stops you from like.
Beliefs are the sign of idiotic. Anyone who believes things, what the fuck? Why believe something unless you have evidence of it? Then, of course, you can say, okay, I think that might be true, but I believe that. What the fuck?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it turns everything into.
A guessing, a little children's game.
Faith in everything.
Little fairy tale.
And so I think, like, for me, like, wisdom has to go outside of a belief set. So how do you jump to defining that? You know, like.
Yeah, the definitions are weak in this area. Yeah. Wisdom, what's that? I mean, I guess it's where. I mean, I'm not going to circle back yet.
Okay.
But I think we do know what it is, ultimately.
Kindness, humbleness, modesty.
Like Columbo.
Like Columbo, the most modest trench coat.
But do you think it's innate, or do you think it's learned?
That's a good question.
I think most people do not get to the wise point. And I say that coming from the Western world aspect of we, and I'm not trying to spiral or anything like that, but I'm like, when we live our lives, it's easy to fall into what you have to do. Meaning, make
right.
money, your job, whatever.
Yeah, fuck that. Don't have a job. It's so easy. You just don't have a job. I like never work. I don't know what's going on. It's great. I pay rent every month. Don't know how. It happens.
I know, right?
And I'm set up, man. I don't know what's going on.
That's pretty good. That's wise.
We have like,
that's why you pass the test.
We kind of grew up with an assumption, and I'm not really an assumption. I'm just kind of blanket talking. The idea that we think that the older you get, the more wise you get.
Yeah, but I'm the oldest one here, and I'm a testament against that.
When you talk to people, like the older you get, the less experience, new experiences you have.
Tell us something wise. Tell us something wise.
What happens when you get old is you realize you're an idiot.
That's the wisest thing I've ever heard.
Man, I'm way ahead of you.
This is exactly what Socrates said.
So there's something to that. And like Columbo, you know, he acts like an idiot.
You don't think you're wise? I think you have a lot of insights. Is that different?
Well, the only thing that's... See, because I work as a writer every day, I have to think thoughts and read books and shit.
Right.
So there's more experience doing that stuff. But plus, I mean, one thing we haven't talked about is... comedy seems to be at the core... Humor seems to be at the core of intelligence. It seems to be the boost...
Only a jester can give critique of the king, right?
Oh my God, that's the perfect example. I forgot about that.
Oh, so good. Someone in the chat said, the wise man admits he knows nothing.
Yeah, the apology by Plato.
See, here's a Shakespeare quote, he's ripping that off, which is, a fool thinks himself to be wise, but a wise man knows himself to be a fool. But that is directly taken from the Socrates-Plato conversation.
That's why I think that.
So all these big timers, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. You're
all the big timers are echoing this.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean if you say you're
Shakespeare
dumb.
Shakespeare was five different people.
That's what I think too.
Oh, shit. I was making fun of that.
Have we done that episode yet?
We've talked about...
I feel like maybe.
We've mentioned it because I think that
does that answer your question? No. I feel like maybe.
No. It does not answer my question.
We should do Shakespeare.
This is Rosicrucian.
When's his birthday?
Have me back for that one.
Are you a Shakespeare guy?
Oh, fuck yeah. I wanted to teach it. That was my biggest thing.
But he talks all weird and stuff. You never know what the hell he's saying.
He keeps secrets in his big old puffy pants. That's why they're so puffy.
Whole paragraph for
and
one
it
thought.
And his big fluffy curtain thing around his neck.
Thing around his neck. It's like all those ruffles. It's just crib notes. Everyone thinks he's so smart. He's just reading a little fold.
Ooh, doesn't he have
why
like
is he
a...
twisting his neck?
He's got like a big Rasta hat too, right?
like a big hat with like threads coming off of it.
skiing one.
That's not a feather on his hat. That's a doobie.
We should go off, just to see if it's possible, go off on Shakespeare for 2 hours until the show's over. We just never get back to the
I topic. Don't know anything about Shakespeare.
We just started it. You don't
Romeo
have to know
and Juliet.
You know a little about it.
Hamlet?
Yep.
You know a little
the
about
Lion
that.
King?
Macbeth? Oh, fuck.
Oh, shit. This is how we're going to die. We're going to stay.
The play that shall not be named.
We just talked about curses. You should know better.
I don't believe in that shit.
I know. That's why he's cursed.
I'm not cursed. I just told you I don't work and I pay rent.
Sounds like a curse.
See, it's great.
Aaron, I have a question for you. I'm sorry.
Go.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
You don't believe in curses?
No, she does.
I do.
Oh, you do?
You if don't believe you curse in curses, her right now, she will
focus.
Believe.
Yeah, switch focus.
You don't believe in curses?
Nah.
Do you have a little in your mind and your heart and your soul?
Like a fart.
When you say, oh man, I know I'm going to win that. And
yes.
And that part of you says, fuck you, you're not going to win anything.
Yeah, I'm super
because
stupid.
You just stated it.
Yeah.
And you cursed yourself by saying it.
It's different.
It's the same.
It's because I'm doing that to myself.
Oh.
But the curse, though, is the belief.
Yeah.
So as soon as you say it and then you don't believe it, you've cursed yourself by not believing in your words.
Yeah, we did that when the Mind Over Matter episode.
Well, then I'm not going to believe it anymore.
There you go. Winner forever. Winner forever. Get a lottery ticket on your way home.
But that quote by Shakespeare is cool because it's another super smart guy echoing the idea that of Plato's apology, where the smartest person can't ever say that they're smart.
And that's because they're constantly learning, though. That's the thing. Like the smarter you are, I mean,
constantly failing and learning from that.
Yeah.
Making mistakes and being an idiot.
You know what sucks about that, though?
What's up?
Everyone's heard that. And so now everyone's like, oh, no, I'm dumb. I know that
you just apply it to yourself. It's like, well, I think I'm dumb, so I must be fucking smart. Yeah, exactly. I know I'm dumb.
I feel like exactly. People who are dumb never admit they're dumb.
Yeah.
They're like, I think so too. Smart, because they're all like,
I don't need a
defensive
map.
Defensive because people tell them that they're dumb. And they're like, I'm not dumb.
I'm nowhere. I'm pretty smart. Sure I know where we're going.
I'm smart.
Follow the sun.
By the way, that's a great character.
Thanks.
You should do that character all the time now.
Is there something else?
Here's a quote from Bruce Lee in the same tone.
Whoa.
A wise man can learn more from a foolish question than a fool can learn from a wise answer.
Say that again?
Yeah, that tracks.
A wise man can learn more from a foolish question than a fool can learn from a wise answer.
Because a fool can't process fucking profound comments? Is that the idea?
Yeah, I think so.
Some people think that wisdom is self-awareness. Do you guys agree with that?
Oh, yeah. That's got to be one of the things, I think.
Yeah. And mostly from the because when I hear self-awareness, it's like you it's easy to think that that's just like in your head, your egotistical stuff, whatever, but it's like your self-awareness makes you in a situation where you're with other people. And I think that the self-awareness allows you to see other people's perspectives.
It's interesting.
Plus it makes you able to realize that you're not wise, that you're dummy, just like
I'm not dumb.
Good. Always bring that guy back
smart.
All the time.
I'm really smart.
So that's just an empathy thing, then.
Do you think there's wisdom in empathy?
Yeah, I think that you're right about that.
I think there kind of has to be, right?
Yeah.
Because, like, if you're seeing things from other people's point of view, that's...
Right.
That's wise, right?
What's like a telltale sign that somebody is not wise?
They think they're smart.
You don't live what you believe in. I don't know. I don't mean to bash on organized religion, but I always think of this story where
I know,
but I just don't want to offend. There's a story of this preacher who was taking over for a new congregation, an old congregation was new to him, and he dressed up as a homeless man outside of the church. To see if anybody would help him, and nobody did. And so he came in and then preached a sermon about
gotcha.
How, yeah,
gotcha,
yeah.
Losers. It's like, you're not religious.
If you want to love up,
he just
neighbor.
Keeps saying it over and over again for like a half hour. And even then,
remember me?
And then they X'd him and they all chanted, you've been X'd.
Jamie Kennedy.
What if I was Jesus? What if I was Jesus? You failed. You're all failures. Get out.
I am Jesus.
Hey, man. We pay you a lot of money. You get paid more than we do. I work at a lumber yard. I can't be giving you money.
Here's a weird thing.
It's called tithing,
right? I grew up in Littleton, Massachusetts. It sounds fucking ridiculous. But our minister got paid in burgers. There was no food or anything. People just brought burgers in. Yeah, it was a weird...
Was he Wimby?
He looks exactly like Wimpy. I didn't put that together till now.
Wimpy?
You just solved the mystery of my childhood.
I'll pay you on Tuesday for my burger today.
Why don't you think you can teach the Lord's sermon?
That was good.
I don't understand. Just burgers?
It just was a non sequitur stupid thing I said. Totally stupid.
Is it real?
It's utterly real.
Burgers.
Well, burgers cost money, so
I just
if you can, you know, when I say
burgers can be cashed
pizza
in
pizza for the rest of my life, every day, every meal.
Yeah,
I could do that.
No,
And I would save a lot of money if people gave me pizza.
Okay. I think that it would come out in the wash when you have to go to the hospital for only eating pizza.
Is that true?
You
though?
Could do crust, just I the crust, so. Some days.
It's just a bunch of dairy.
Today's my cheat day. I get to eat the whole pizza.
Today's just the crust.
I think our bodies are so good that you could eat pizza every day for years and you'd be fine for a while.
See, here's the problem with our society now. We don't have a time machine. So if we did, we could now hire somebody to eat pizza for the rest of their life till they're dead, then just travel back in time and you could actually see if it was true or not. We don't have time machines. You can't do research of a definitive
that
nature.
That way, he's saying that.
What? Why do you need a time machine?
To not
you would be watching it as it happened.
Because then you could do an experiment that takes a long time.
Yeah.
And then you
but
could
then
just
they
go
wouldn't
back.
Actually have to live through it.
Oh, well, yeah.
And he never goes to the hospital. He's super healthy. Pizza man.
So that's where simulation theory comes in.
Yes.
Can you do everything you can think of and be as dumb as rocks or fucking whatever you want to do and be all right? Like, that's the simulation.
Yes, that's right.
Wait, what time is it right now? It's 7:55. Oh. Okay, if one of us invents time travel, we should come back to this moment
and stop
right
Martin
now.
From saying that.
No, and then just tell all of us if the pizza thing worked out.
All right, let's see.
But you couldn't, let's see. Hold on.
You couldn't run into it yourself. Wait, so it's like, hey, just leave a pizza outside.
Hold on. Moment of silence to see if we invented time travel.
That's the proof.
He's saying the space time continuum, you can't interact with one another. So
well, they can just
Willie's saying
at us like
that
this.
There's a pizza out there if one of us.
Should I go see if there's a pizza?
See, this is actually smart, more wise than. Who's the wheelchair guy? The black hole wheelchair guy?
Stephen Hawking.
Stephen Hawking.
Where he had a. What'd
you call
it's
him?
It's me, Stephen Hawking.
No, the black hole.
Oh,
wheelchair
black
guy.
Hole wheelchair guy. Because he had a. He said, "Oh, I had a time travel doesn't exist. I had a big party and nobody showed up, but I didn't announce it until after I had the party." But I'm like, no one would show up to that party except for some time travel cops.
No one would show up to that party because that guy's an asshole.
Future time travel.
What was
parties?
I right about?
Hey,
future
by the way,
time travel
tell me.
Parties are way more fun.
You guys, that would be a great sketch. It's Stephen Hawking's, which is always funny just to imitate, but do it straight. And then you have a real asshole interviewing him. Completely denigrating you.
The time you do that sketch, and the time the guy from the future is an asshole because. Because Stephen Hawking actually sent humanity in the wrong direction with his black hole theories.
I just would not want to hang out with Stephen Hawking.
I know.
That guy sucks.
Like, what could you talk about?
Didn't he divorce his wife and marry his nurse?
Yeah.
He kind of sucks.
I think like...
This isn't working out for me. I'm in love with my nurse, Pam. She wipes my butthole the way I like.
You are so cold and emotionless.
I think you're a shrew. Get your stuff. I've packed your bag.
You only do what I want, what I need, not what I want.
We're killing Martin with this bit.
Oh, excuse me. Yeah, you are killing me.
I just like, you know that if you had a conversation with him, he would be like, no, you're dumb. He would say that to you.
Actually, you could not digest that much pizza in 1 week.
All right. Just sucking the fun out of everything.
I've calculated how many minutes I have left to live. I can't believe I wasted them on you.
That is exactly what he would say.
Oh, you're killing me.
I only have 4 teeth left.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that would be
Oppo
a good
says, you, with the iPad in front of you, you look like you're in a power chair.
Perfect. This is my Halloween costume for next year. Thanks, guys.
That's cool, too, because you don't have to stand up all Halloween.
Yeah. Just get a little wheelchair. Seb's got to dress up like a nurse. My second wife.
Oh, that's that beer alarm she has. She needs a beer.
Hey, that would be another sketch idea. Stephen Hawking getting teeth work and plastic surgery.
Just looking really
looks
hot.
Looks super fucking hot. Yeah. But he still talks the same way.
He's got like Carrot Top's arms. Give me the arms of Carrot Top.
Yeah. Have you seen those muscle implants?
Give me Clooney's
oh, for
eyes.
Kids.
His beautiful, beautiful eyes.
Is this a wise conversation?
Fuck yeah, it is.
That would be a good sketch.
Boy.
Hot Stephen Hotking.
When he just took a sip. You did that, didn't we? Took a sip. He's turning bright red. This is where Martin dies. We'll never get another
out,
guess.
It's fine.
I grabbed my heart and I just stumbled out.
Oh, no.
What do you think would change our sorry, I couldn't think of the word.
Because like, Martin's phone went off? What? Why is it not silenced? You are in
I had
the
to write my notes
because
I'm an idiot. Uh-huh. So I had to write them in front of me
that
on
makes
my
you
knee.
Very wise.
Yeah, I was about to say the wisest thing you could say.
Wait, you have notes? What are your notes?
Socrates, Oracle.
Uh-huh.
Being there.
Okay.
Columbo.
Yeah.
And I have one that I haven't brought up yet.
Okay. Oh, wait for the
high
wait until
elves,
it's organic.
The high elves of Lord of the Rings, the wisest of them all.
Are they the brainiacs in Lord of the Rings?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, well that's a funny question I had. What is the smartest fictional character that you can think of? Who's the most wise fictional character? Because it's hard, there's so many like fictional characters that like can't learn, you know.
Like, traditionally, who is it? Like Confucius or Buddha or somebody? Jesus, excuse me.
Well, Socrates.
They're
right?
All up there.
They're all up there.
They're all up there.
I think Socrates. Gandalf the White or Galadriel.
I mean, Gandalf's up there, but like he's one of those guys too. Like we.
Gandalf the White is different than Gandalf the Grey, though.
You don't see.
Forrest Gump.
Oh. So good. That's such a good answer.
Yeah, it's him.
This is why he's the wisest
That's
of
right.
us all.
Next question.
Do you see Gandalf the White learning?
Yeah, he goes, Gandalf. Yes, that's my name.
Although
that's
Forrest Gump's the same as Peter Sellers. I'm sorry.
He learns his name. He learns all kinds of stuff. I don't know. The
you
Wizard
see him,
Council.
You see him applying his knowledge. He always kind of just is... telling you what's up and hiding information
plus he has
from
magic.
You.
I mean, you guys don't think Gandalf is wise?
No, I think he's up there, but like I'm saying, I don't see proof of him applying his knowledge.
I don't think he's wise at all. What has he done that's wise?
To me, he always felt like a cheat.
He shows up to the Hobbit's house and is like, fucking go deliver this ring. And the Hobbit's like, what? Okay.
Frodo?
Yeah, or the other one.
Bilbo.
Same thing.
Did you give him a ring?
Deliver this fucking ring. Even though I'm magic, you do it.
Gandalf can't take the ring to Mordor because he would be coerced by the evil power.
That's pretty wise, I guess.
Super wise.
The greatest adventure is yours.
I was like, is that in the animated one?
The Hobbit animated, yeah.
Wow. Anyway.
The disgusting.
I love it.
Ugh. It looks so gross.
What's the gross little character in that?
Gollum.
Was Gollum in that? Oh, Brother Theodore played him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I did
he
the voice.
He was in that, because that's where Bilbo
wow.
gets.
Yeah.
That's where Bilbo finds the ring in the cave. With
Brother Theodore is the voice of Gollum in that?
Yeah, one of the greatest
Theodore.
Comedians ever.
That your brother?
Oh, in your future, he's your favorite comedian.
And
I'm going to show you everything.
In the past,
you've
seen
it.
Him in The Burbs.
Who oh, the old guy?
The
German guy?
Yeah.
Okay. Really? He's a comic?
Mm-hmm.
Like a stand-up?
Fucking funniest I've ever seen. Mm. That's the reason why I got into comedy. I'm
really?
7 years old. my mother's watching Merv Griffin. I'll come in. And they announced...
Really dating yourself.
I'm fucking old. And my Merv Griffin show, he says, and now Brother Theodore. The lights go black. A spotlight hits this German guy, this guy all dressed in a black turtleneck. And he starts spouting these about how we're all meaningless. Life is meaningless. We're all going to die. And every
totally
line ends with like a Stephen Wright punchline.
Yeah.
Fucking genius jokes. And I was flabbergasted and I was howling. And my mother was laughing. And I said, who is this? She said, just watch. And so then I realized you could do that. So that's when I wanted to be a comedy writer.
Mine was, I watched Being John Malkovich.
Wow.
And I was like, what? You can just make monkeys, like have a weird little side story? That's funny.
One of the greatest movies ever. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great.
Also, the Dick Van Dyke Show when I was, because I'm so old, that showed a comedy writer's room, and that's the other inspiration for me.
Wow.
But that goes back to one thing about with wisdom. I think humor has a huge role.
It's weird because
it's like, not brought up in any of these books or things.
Like to me, the best, if you're into comedy, your comedy has to evolve. And there are a lot of people whose comedy don't, but like, that's what I'm always searching
all
for.
All the greats
like,
evolve.
I don't know. I've been a comedian since preschool, and pee pee poo poo still kills.
I'm scared for my kid because I do so many pee and poop jokes all day and fart jokes that I'm just like, I gotta chill out because
I'm the funniest kid on the schoolyard. It's fine.
Name one comedian who's evolved.
Comedy starts at
George
home.
Carlin.
Carlin doesn't count. He's the greatest.
But he didn't just start out.
That's like saying Michael Jordan.
No, you asked for an example of one that evolved. You
no,
fucking
fuck
nut.
Off. No, he doesn't count.
No, I think that there aren't that many comedians who have evolved once they've made it big, because
Dane Cook.
They stuck to what they do.
Well, I mean, Carlin is the outlier. I think I don't know. I mean, like Steve Martin, maybe because he stopped putting an arrow through his head and started.
That's another really good example. No, he started doing a hilarious first absurdist films and then doing normal films.
Yeah, but not really stand up though.
Well, I mean, because he hates.
No, but he's
stand-up.
A comedian.
But the normal films, he got to bring his silliness to it, but play. A right. character that more people could relate to. A lot of people don't like the silly, silly stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Know?
Father of the Bride, hilarious.
Relent.
I can really relate
when he does
to
the,
being a father of a bride.
He definitely evolved, I think, is the point.
Yeah.
As did, I think your point is that, and Charlie Chaplin evolved?
Well, I was just going to say, like, those old timers, like Buster Keaton.
Keaton didn't really evolve, though. He was always did the same shtick, but it just became more precise.
Well, and that's why I was saying the evolve thing, quiet. Because they're definitely, the pee-pee poo-poo is the other side of it. Was like, there's a low denominator comedy that will hit everybody, and that sells more than smart comedy.
The money's in the pee-pee poo-poo game.
Well, thus Monty Python.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Monty Python, though, it's like pee-pee-poo-poo, but like high-end pee-pee-poo-poo jokes.
They were aware of what you're saying.
Yeah.
And they incorporated it.
Yeah. Like, I don't know.
The Silly Walk.
Yeah, I mean.
The Ministry of Silly Walks.
It's great.
Or whatever.
The parrot sketch. Ooh, kills me every time.
And also, I think we think of comedians who are really, excuse my... congestion.
Yeah, get it together, man.
I think the people
there's
who...
There's water right there.
I got a beer here.
It's like water. It's like old water.
It's mostly water, I think.
Yeah, fermented water.
People think of comedians as wise people. Mm. So I think that's kind of like the veneer of humor in its role in the topic we're talking about, because humor has to be self-reflective.
Yeah, yeah.
There's like wisdom and wit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I was last night I was watching like some best of 2022 comedians, little bits, whatever. Mm-hmm. And a couple times I laughed because I'm like, oh yeah, I haven't said this in a long time, where it's just like, oh, it's so funny because it's true.
Yeah, that's
and I'm like, oh, this has happened to me a million times. But I couldn't even call it out because I thought that people wouldn't get it. But the more specific you get with something, the more people can relate to it. Because
specificity is a big part of a funny routine for sure.
Yeah,
being specific is funny because it draws it back to reality. Because you're really, in another world of hypotheses of ridiculous comedic juxtaposition. So once you do a specificity about something or the real world, you suddenly, oh, this is grounded in something. So I see the joke more intensely because it's actually real.
Yeah.
Something like that.
I watch reels every morning because it's bad for your brain, but it's so fun to do. And we just watched one that was like, it was a stupid like, oh, boomers, this is how boomers answer the door when they hear a door knock, and then this is how millennials do it, and this is how Gen Z does it. And I just hate those, but I was like, this is so on. This is exactly how I react when the door rings. So funny.
Well, kind of premise for comedy writing is never going to go away. It's because it's funny. You know, it's just not. It's not outside the format of traditional comedy though. So it's less interesting.
Yeah, it's only good for like a one-time joke. I don't think there's any replay value to it, right?
The format is replayed constantly. Is that what you?
I just mean like. I'm never going to come across that joke again in my algorithm. And when I do, it's not going to be as funny as the first time I came across it.
I'm not sure what you mean because how would a man do this? How would a woman? That's like never going to go away.
Yeah. Okay. I see what you mean. And it's specifically that joke.
Yeah.
Like that type of humor, it's going to be around forever.
Mm-hmm.
But seeing the same joke that you just saw after you just saw it, like over and over and over, it's like. I just don't think there's replay value there like there is to a comedy album. Do you know what I mean?
We should do another show about comedy sometime because it's probably the most profound thing that we actually know about it. And because one of the most interesting things I've ever heard was talking to editors or comedy filmmakers, seeing this, or Dan Povenmire, my friend who does animated kids show, he has to watch jokes 50 times when he's editing. He has to watch it over and over and over again. And it's not obviously not funny to him. Mm-hmm. And so it's hard to know. He remembers it's funny. It just was interesting hearing him talk about it. And then seeing other people, famous comedians, when they have to, Woody Allen, when they have to edit their films. And oh man, I need to put a space here so there will be a laugh in the theater. And how do I know that if I don't even think it's funny anymore? It's just very interesting.
Yeah, and that's whatever. Like when it comes to editing comedy, if you see it so many times that you want to make it funny to you, and you change it, and then it's not a funny joke anymore to everyone
else. It's deadly. Yeah. So just through experience, and I guess through intelligence of knowing your own faults, to know that you're going to fuck up. So I'm not going to change this, even though it's not funny to me anymore.
I see, but I don't have that problem because I don't think I'm funny.
You're hilarious.
So when there's like an editing thing, I'm just like, yeah, I don't know, fucking.
You know you're funny. You're just being Columbo.
But you don't attach yourself to jokes because.
Well, I remember I think the way I look at jokes is like, oh yeah, that's good, and I know that it's good. Nothing ever makes me laugh. Like, I don't watch TV and laugh. Do people do that?
As you know, right? A lot of comedy writers are like that. They just know, oh, that's funny.
Yeah, I just know it's funny.
The more funny it is
alone.
To me, like, the more mad I get. I'm like, oh, why didn't I think of that?
I definitely get jealous if I'm watching something that's funny, for sure.
Oh, that's so good. I can't use that now.
I don't know. It's interesting.
I just watched Ranking of Kings and I found myself laughing out loud at some of the stuff. It's like an anime. It looks really cute, but you start watching it and you're like, oh, this is like really dark. There's like a lot of darkness here. But I think it's because like you go into it thinking it's so cute and oh my gosh, I'm cute and the characters are so well drawn that when the darkness comes, it really is like you have to have the really deep, dark, sad points to have those really... like well-earned, funny, yeah. Laughy
the bigger,
parts.
The more extreme the juxtaposition, the funnier the joke.
Yeah, see, like, I only laugh at dumb things now because I'm more shocked and surprised by them. Yeah. If it's smart, I'm just like, oh, that's good.
Yeah, that's true.
That's good.
It all, I think, comes back to empathy, right? And Like, if we're talking about wisdom in comedy, this whole relatable fucking thing, you know, everyone who makes a meme is like, this is relatable because I understand what other people are thinking, and that's what makes it funny.
Yeah.
Even if it's not funny.
Yeah.
Well, isn't like I've the definition of those meme are the ones cultural?
That get, yeah, totally. They get shared the most because more people relate to them. And
I'm not sure. Wait, I never wrote anything trying to make somebody else laugh.
No, that's the secret. You
that's
make
the
yourself
secret.
Laugh.
That's the secret.
Right.
And really, ultimately,
all
is
the secrets.
Yeah, that's it.
We should bleep this because there's already enough kids in this town. I don't need this competition.
Yeah.
Interns, close your ears, please. Don't listen to this part.
Maybe this is related to this last thing on my list.
Oh,
But wait, yes, I want to get to that. But to address what you're saying, you're making yourself. Oh man, see that's like that's
you've
like
flustered him. You've done it now.
This is the fool's question, right? Like if you're just making yourself laugh, like how?
How?
And then
it's innate, isn't it? That's the whole.
No, because like you have to have experiences to understand that something's funny, and to understand something funny, you have to have empathy. So to make yourself laugh,
you need wisdom.
Here's the problem. You're a super deep thinker. I'm an idiot. I don't think things about things at all. And so I'm a big laugher and crier when I'm writing.
Really?
Fuck
you.
Yeah.
Make yourself cry?
Mm.
You should if you're writing anything good.
I'm trying to think of the deepest shit. Well, this happens with books and stuff, you know what I mean? Or in movies when you're writing a scene when it's killer. And it's, oh God, I have to write this scene, you know?
Look, he's crying right now.
And I'm crying right now.
It's a little narcissistic to.
I'm just telling you what happens.
Your own.
Maybe it is.
It is. I don't think it is.
Maybe it is.
It's not.
But I'm just telling you what happens. And I certainly laugh. I howl laughing writing. Then I know I'm on a roll.
See, I don't do that either.
Yeah, but that's only because you're not as emotional as me. I had like a super good childhood.
Mm-hmm.
So anything goes. I could be as an idiot, much of an idiot as a. They didn't care. So I think that's my analysis of why. I'm more emotional because I'm not trying to hide anything.
Did you have siblings?
Yeah, brother is killer, a year younger. He's the one that taught me how to be funny.
Did you say his name was Killer?
Killer Olson, my brother. I asked my parents, why did you name him Killer? What if he actually starts killing people? And then they laughed.
Metaphorically. Killer, metaphorically.
Oh.
You're all just staring at me.
That's what my father said.
That was so weird.
On his deathbed, I said, Dad, why did you name him Killer? And he said, metaphorically, then he died.
From a cult that your brother gave him. What was the thing you were going to say, though, before I stopped you?
You said empathy. So the last thing's vaguely related to that in terms of wisdom. Jumping out of a plane to protect your country and defeat the enemy. The idea was stupidity is really what wisdom would be. Because anyone that does that, if you're you have to be brave and you have to jump out of a fucking plane, the essence of a stupid act.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing it to protect your country or to stop something bad that you think is bad.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. But that's how it works.
Yeah.
And if it's sincere, I mean, Nazi soldiers were sincere.
Sure.
But there's a stupidity in boldness. Mm. You know, like jumping out of a plane, oh, Jesus Christ, I have to, what? To do something.
Yeah, it sucks what you believe in. It sucks for someone to act on something they believe in when other people don't believe in it. It's like when you hear of, I'm paralleling like killing someone for your religion.
Oh, yeah.
Or it's just like you really think, or, you know, in the same way, fighting for your country. And I'm like, whatever. That's a whole nother.
No, but you just said the thing. I mean, killing it with in the Crusades or any of that shit. That disproves what I was saying. Because that's not wisdom, even slightly. That's fucking pure stupidity.
Yeah.
But do you blame someone who's brainwashed? Do you blame them for being brainwashed?
That's a good question. What do you guys
think? And are they wise, the people that have brainwashed you that can get you to do things for them at any cost, at any price?
And absolutely not wise, but clever. But the main problem with Earth and with me and all you guys is we're stupid. And Earth is a stupid place.
Not
and
stupid.
Religion is the biggest thing. And it's based on belief, because we need to be healing, especially if you had a bad childhood.
Mm.
And so, I mean, who's going to say, you idiot, you believe in this? They need to believe in it. It's their healing, you know? They need a religion or some kind of belief in something good.
Right? And I'm like, that's always the thing I come back to. This is why I'm always like apologetic of like ripping on religion. It's like, I grew up in a religion, and like you can't say that someone is not evolving their intelligence because they haven't moved on from something that you don't believe in.
Yeah.
They're so stupid, though. They are. They're stupid. The whole thing about going to church is some guy has to tell you a book that you can read. You can read it. You just don't. He has to read it for you and then tell you what it means. That's what church is. It's the dumbest thing in the world.
You know what?
I mean, it's
you
also
are such
a way to get 10% of your 10% of your money.
You are such a phony, because you love TV shows or movies.
Phony.
Right? Love
phony.
Them.
Phony.
And that's one guy in a room or a group of guys putting their point of view across. It's exactly like a preacher.
The reason I said that is because I was thinking about wisdom.
And you love it. You fucking love it.
In the church. And like,
eat
I think.
Sit up.
I think I like the guy, the pastor or the priest or whatever you want to call him, because he's the only one actually doing shit. And everyone else is just sitting there going,
ooh, I like the way you think.
Tell us about morality. Like, you don't know not to kill people? I have to tell you that? Fucking idiot. Here it is. Don't kill people.
Wait, I have a good one for you, because I talked about my brother before. He's the one that actually showed me how to be funny. I was in church with him. We went to a Baptist church in a little tiny town in Massachusetts. And we went to church every week. It was a Baptist church. But, I mean, my parents didn't really believe stuff. But my mother had, heart surgery and stuff like that. So she tried to believe things. But we're sitting there in the kind of near the front. And it's so unbearable. I mean, it was sometimes the music was good. But my brother nudges me, and he knows he can make me laugh. He was kind of like an imp, you know, but he was good deadpan. And he said, and my mother's here, my father's here, or on either side of us, and he says, every man in this room is asleep. And I'm saying, what? And I just slowly turn around, and I see the entire room, and every woman is like completely listening. Every guy was fucking asleep in the entire place. And I howled. I fucking howled laughing as loud as I could. And I had to leave.
Well, at least it woke him up,
right?
Got
a hold on you.
But that just was a memory from my childhood. My brother was super funny.
All right, well... wisdom. We did it.
Yeah.
We figured it out. Okay. Damn. Just
Hey, I have a way to tie it in aside from kindness. A quick way.
Go ahead.
It's that we think of aliens because if aliens exist and have these superpowered vehicles, that they're smarter, which they must be.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean that they're wiser at all. They could be fucking idiots on a totally different wavelength of what, because their society, their lives would be totally different.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I was, when I was trying to think of wisdom, I'm like, what are some things that would change our wisdom if we found out they were different. Like, if we found out there was a God, if we found out there was a simulation, if we found out that aliens exist, and it's like, well, we with aliens, we would have to find out what they learn and see what's different from us. They could be colonizers, too.
Yes, and part of my point about that was that we would automatically, because this is a dumb planet, think that they're smarter than we are, just because they have these big machines. But it only means that they have higher intellects.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean they're wiser.
That's the whole thing. Because you brought up octopi?
Octopi?
And
a raven.
Crows, and yeah. They're not wise, though, right? I think a crow is wiser than a octopus, because a crow can make other animals do things for it. But an octopus just kind of learns.
Just a smart eater.
Hider. I mean, there's that story.
Smart eater.
I know we're wrapping up, but there's that story about the octopus that was in an aquarium in like a, I don't know, a room. I picture like a back room. I don't know why.
Oh, I think
it's like
I
a lab
this.
Facility.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the light kept, like they would come in the morning, flip the light switch, and it wouldn't go. And they'd be like, what the fuck? And they would screw it back in, and it would work. They learned that he was fucking octopusing his way out of the fucking aquarium.
I heard about this, yeah.
And like unscrewing the light because like he wanted to go to sleep, and the light was bothering him.
It's killer.
Yeah.
And it's great. It's intelligent, but it's not wise, right? I mean,
well, look, we don't know what they think. They don't talk our language. Maybe they talk to each other. Certainly is possible.
Yeah.
Like dolphins. I mean, we don't know.
Yeah, fuck dolphins. No
and
way.
So it's kind of like a thing. We as smart as we get, there's no way. Oh, this goes back to if we had a time machine, we can do a
check
long, century-long study of octopi.
Yeah.
Or whatever, see if they talk to each other, or till we can get helmets where we can have their language speaking.
We should go back far enough to see the octopi getting here from a different planet. I swear, they're aliens, man, and they're scary as fuck. They're scary, dude.
Let's talk about how scary octopi are on the moor.
All right, well, let's wrap it up. Thank you, Twitch, for watching. We'll be back in like 10 minutes. Thank you for listening. If you're listening, go to patreon.com/reallifesci-fi, 2 bonus episodes a week. Twitch.tv on Tuesdays and Thursdays, Tuesday afternoon, Thursday nights. Martin, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. That was fun.
It was fun. You're sticking around, right? We're going to talk about...
Sure, I'd love to.
All right. Well, we're going to continue talking to Martin in like 10 minutes.
We're going to lie.
Sorry. Fine. Just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you.
Really Bad Movies presents... The Time Traveler.
Hey, mister! Are you from the future?
Yeah. I got a lot of things to let you guys in on. The information that I have could save you all if you'd only listen. I've been here before.
This isn't his first time here.
I've been here before.
And it won't be his last.
You never listen. You never listen to me. I'm trying to save you, dumbass.
Grandpa from the future.
Whose grandpa are you?
I'm everybody's grandpa.
Grandpa from the future. This is not his first time. Grandpa from the future.